This Saturday, independent record stores around Ireland and indeed around the world will celebrate the 7th annual Record Score Day. Adele Coffey has been speaking to some local independent record store managers. She joins me now in studio. Alan Carr mentioned this in the Arch News to us at the beginning of the programme, Adele, but just to give us an idea of what exactly happens on Record Store Day.
Well, it's basically just a big celebration of independent record stores around the country and also around the whole world. It started in 2007 in the US, essentially to sort of give a kind of a reason to get people into independent record stores, because obviously with online music, internet purchasing, the independent stores took a bit of a hit. So it was a way of just kind of reinvigorating them, getting people in there once a year.
Does it make a difference, do you think, for the small record stores?
It does seem to. I mean, they put on bands, they have special releases, limited editions for the day. And one guy, actually one sales assistant I spoke to, said that for their shop, it's actually bigger sales-wise than Christmas. So, I mean, you can't really argue with that. There's there was another guy called Nigel Kenny from Wingnut, who has just set up a shop in Music Maker on Exchequer Street, and he was saying that basically they've set up that shop in the music shop to provide a shop that essentially a service that is dying, essentially. So this is what he had to say.
There was no focus on independent record stores at the time, and they were closing down. And something had to be done about it. And I don't know if it came out of that movement where people were like, buy local, you know, it may have come out of that, I don't know. But it definitely was very important at the time. I think like vinyl sales have definitely increased year on year since then. I don't know if it's a result of it. I'd like to think that it is. There was a lot more focus on records and record stores. Is it as important now as it was? Yeah, I think if maybe you took the foot off the gas a little bit, you might see the growth to decline eventually over the course of a couple of years. There is definitely people latching onto it that shouldn't. This belongs to people who are independent, people that struggle every day, that don't have high corporate investment. So yeah, I think it is important. And I think as a musician myself and someone who has releases on vinyl as well, it's a great opportunity to pull the focus back to the local independent store where my release might be, because it's not going to be in a multi-chain store. So yeah, I think it's really important for me personally and for record stores.
Nigel Kenny there of Wingnut talking about the importance of the independent sector in record store shops. However, and he mentioned that he doesn't want the big multinationals in there, but I suppose most people will be happy to hear that HMV is reopening again on Record Store Day, but not as part of the event as such.
Yeah, I mean, as they're not an independent record store, so they're excluded from that event. It's only independent record stores that take place in Record Store or take part in Record Store Day. But yes, HMV are opening on Saturday, and they're having a one-day sale with a 40% sale on vinyl, and they're having bands and DJs playing as well, which is very much similar to the event. Mm. But it's great that they're opening again. I for one, have missed their store, so it's nice to see them back. And hopefully people will go to all of their local record stores on the day.
Well, let's look at specifically then at some of the independent stores around the country and what they're doing. Plugged in Cork.
That's right, Plugged. This is run by Albert Toomey, and they're having a lot of events on the day, and they're spreading it out onto the Sunday as well.
Hi, my name is Albert Toomey, and I work in Plugged Records in the Triskel Centre in Cork City. We're running a series of events around Record Store Day on Saturday and Sunday. There's a bit of a spillover into the Sunday, and throughout the day as well, we've got DJs in the shop, and after we close, we've got Elastic Sleep. We're doing a listening party for their new EP, Leave You, which sounds great, actually. So that's 6:30 in the shop as well. So all day there's something happening in the cafe downstairs, and which is called Gulped, and upstairs in Plugged. So it's good. We're going to get some new customers in. We had some really young folks picking up records last year. This really cool guy from Tipperary, he must have been 12 or 13, and he bought a load of records, and his incredible taste as well, picked up a television record, and he liked the atmosphere in the shop, so expect to see him on Saturday. I mean, it's kid-friendly. We expect a couple of our favourite hounds to come in as well. We get the odd dog marching through here, so it's going to be cool. There's always a good atmosphere. There'll be people playing records all day as well. So and hopefully we'll get people to revisit us after Saturday as well.
Clearly, if you're a dog or hound lover, Plugged Records in Cork is the place to be on Saturday. This isn't just about music events and things happening in stores as well. There are special offers, rare special editions and lots of vinyl. Vinyl seems to be very important to the independent record store sector.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the things that seems to keep people coming back to record stores is that sort of connection with the record store of the past where you would flick through the vinyl collections and it was so tactile and physical, and you know, you had the artwork as well on the large 12-inch. So but there's tons of things going on around the country, and on the website recordstoreday.com you'll find all of the Irish stores that are taking part, which goes from Carlow, Offaly, Cork, Dublin, Drogheda, Dungarvan, Kilkenny, Portlaoise, Sligo. So do check it out and find what your local one is doing. But there was one guy, I went into Spindizzy in the George's Arcade to speak to a guy called Steve Kearns, and he described for me, he evoked for me a lot of the memories that I had, certainly hanging out in record stores.
Record shops represent, like any bookshop, like any creative arts book place, they represent a place where people go to be able to look through collections of records and get that glee of looking for the golden grail, or the holy grail rather. Of something that they've been looking for years, and they find, of course, they've 50 million other holy grails to find after that, like I should know, like but they represent the collecting music, love of music, a joy of something that's, you know, let's be spiritual or anything, but it's bigger than everyone who's a part of it, like, you know. You don't get that when you buy CDs online, and vinyl is tactile and humans are tactile, so that's why they love collecting them. People's collections, they mean something to them. Sometimes it's a bit scary because they never listen to them, and then sometimes it's a well-used, well-loved, I don't know if you've ever seen High Fidelity, where he can actually chronologically tell where he bought it and what it means to him. That's kind of true. My collection's kind of like that, which is when I watched that movie, I was like, oh my god, I'm that much of a geek. I am. But so I'd say it's easy to be cynical about Record Shop Day, but overall it brings a lot of people into the shop. And they buy stuff, but they generally hang around a lot more than they would on a normal average Saturday. And that's only a good thing.
That's Steve Kearns of Spindizzy on George's Arcade in Dublin. Not too far from there, Fade Street. That's becoming a whole big open air area for the day.
Well, I mean, that whole block, everybody who works there kind of knows each other. And obviously Fade Street is where the old Road Records used to be. And in that shop is now a record shop called The Record Spot. And upstairs when you walk in, there's a computer game shop called The Rage. So you have to go down into the basement. You wouldn't even know it was there. So do poke around. But on Saturday, they'll have bands playing outside and they'll have the decks outside. So there'll be DJs. So everybody will be milling around Fade Street. So it's just one of the many things going on around the country to celebrate Record Store Day.
Record Store Gay, what is that?
Oh, Record Store Gay, yes, this is brilliant. This is in the LGBT Resource Centre outhouse on Capel Street, and they've done a compilation album which you can actually hear online at their Bandcamp page, which is just recordstoregay.bandcamp.com, and it's got tons of songs by bands like Carriages and Swimmers and lots of Irish bands, and you can go along there at I think it's 12 noon on Saturday, and it will carry on in Panty Bar later on.
Alright, so just, I suppose the point is, on Saturday, get out and visit your local
buy
record,
a record
store and buy a record. Recordstoreday.com. You'll find Ireland in the drop-down menu. Takes place throughout the country this Saturday, the 19th of April.